The communication is addressed simply, Scranton, Pennsylvania, January 24th, 1890, the Scranton Board of Trade. Gentlemen, this letter is addressed to you as fairly representing directly or in sympathy with all the various classes of people within the city of Scranton whom the following proposition is intended to benefit. It is proposed by the heirs of Joseph J. Albright to donate to trustees to be named for us for the purpose of holding the title to the piece of land on the corner of Washington Avenue and Vine Street, about 110 feet in front and 167 feet deep, being the homestead of the late Joseph J. Albright, to be held for the purpose of a public library for the benefit of the citizens and residents of the city of Scranton and vicinity. And Joseph J. Albright, Jr. proposes to erect thereon a suitable building of the value of from $50,000 to $75,000, as the plans may require for this same purpose. The building, when so erected, shall be designated the Albright Memorial Building. The motives prompting us to make this donation are to provide a suitable literary and educational element, not heretofore supplied, for the elevation of the people of all classes who may desire to avail themselves of the privileges conferred, and at the same time present a suitable memorial of the late Joseph J. Albright and his wife, Elizabeth, who spent so many of the best years of their life in this city. Highlights from what is titled The Letter that launched the project that would become the Albright Memorial Library. The Scranton Public Library will be celebrating 125 years of service during its Swinging on the Vine block party this Friday, May 25th, from 5 to 8 p.m. The public is invited to join the celebration. Jessica Sorrenti, Community Relations Officer of the Scranton Public Library, chairs the event, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios to fill us in.
This is a big year for the Scranton Public Library. It's our 125th anniversary. So we first opened our doors on June 1st, 1893. So it's really exciting, historically exciting for us to be a presence in the city of Scranton for this long. And what better way to celebrate than with our annual Swinging on Vine fundraiser? It was a perfect fit for us when we sat down and thought about how do we want to celebrate this. And we said, well, we always do Swinging on Vine every year. Let's just make it bigger. Let's make it better.
The idea is to bring people on the holiday weekend together to have music and food and a wonderful way to enter the summer season.
Yep, and that's exactly it. We call it the kickoff of the summer. And there are tried and true people who come every year. And then they start telling their friends and so on and so forth. And so slowly but surely, we keep getting a larger crowd. But yeah, it's just a great summer evening of you have live music provided by this year. It's Picture Perfect. They're an 11-piece band. We're really excited to bring them in. And food is always donated by our local restaurants for close to 500 to 600 people. And that's all donation. So if you do see them, just give them a high five or a clap for us. Just a whole lot of food. Pizza, hot dogs, wings, all the good things. And then seasonal cocktails as well. We always do beer, wine, margaritas. We do have soda. And then the raffles. Raffles are always a big part for Swinging on Vine for us. We usually get between 40 and 50 raffles. And those are donated from patrons, from our friends of the library, even our local businesses as well. We're just really excited that that community support is coming out, especially for the 125th.
When you say Swinging on Vine, that suggests to us that you're not just located on Vine, but that you're out there on Vine Street.
Yeah. It's a block party, so we close down the 500 block of Vine Street, and we get the tents up and the party going. Now, part of it is in the library as well. So for the renovations that we just got done, if you haven't come out and seen them yet, you can come and see them that night. And it really, truly is amazing, the renovations that they did. And that was in preparation for the 125th as well. So it's just been a big year, a busy year for the library, and we're ready to really celebrate it with the community.
Tell us a little bit about Picture Perfect. What kind of music do they do?
Everything, which is what I love about them. They will do your top 40 hits. They'll do some country tunes. They even do some Latin. I can't wait for that. I want to dance to some Latin music. But they do a little bit of everything, which is wonderful. You know, whether you are a big fan of the old classics like Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire, come out. They're going to play some of those. If you like your Bruno Mars, come out. They're going to play that. I know they will. So the music is really for everyone.
Now, let's go back to the renovations. Tell us what took place then in terms of the renovations.
Yeah, we had a lot of renovations done on the first floor and the second floor of the library. Big thing was the woodwork. the original woodwork needed to be restained. Some of the original stain was bubbling. So we did a lot of that upstairs in the newly renovated lecture hall, and we also did it downstairs in our lobby area as well. But the other big things were the flooring, all new flooring up on second floor, new flooring downstairs in the circulation department, a new circulation desk, fresh coat of paint, and the bathrooms were redone extremely well. So it was a lot to take on, but it's beautiful and it's stunning. My favorite part, and I'm just being particular, is the lecture hall. That was actually originally filled with reference books back before I was there, the 80s and 90s. And slowly but surely, as all of that has been digitized, we've been able to take those books out. And now we can actually bring that room back to what it was originally, which was a lecture hall when it was first built. So we're actually going back in time a little bit. And all the paint colors we kept as close to the original as we can, because we understand that as much as we want to progress in the technology and at the library, we want to preserve the historical relevance of it as well. That's just the taste. You know, we're going to be doing more First Fridays, everything from some workshops to some Maker Mondays that we've done in the past, and book discussions, of course. And we will be working on opening that room up also for tutoring, as people have been asking. We don't want to call it just a multi-purpose room, but that's really what it is. And we need that space now for our community, and we want the community to use the library in that way.
And you want us all to launch the summer season?
Yeah, so celebrate summer with us. We will get everything, we'll get the party going for you. It's Friday, May 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets include your food, beverage, entertainment. In the particulars, it is on the 500 block of Vine Street in Scranton, and parking will be available in the Lackawanna College lot, which is right next to us. You can access that on the North Washington Avenue if you'd like to park there. There is also other parking on the Adams parking garage, not too far from us. So planning takes a lot of work, and really it does take all the staff. A lot of our staff do the raffles, the food, the ticket sales, and they end up helping doing a lot of the food serving as well. So big shout out to my coworkers, our staff at the library. They do a lot of work.
You all care so much about making sure that library has another 125 good years to go.
Yeah, that's our plan. We want to be here for the community for as long as we can.
Jessica Sorrenti, Community Relations Officer of the Scranton Public Library. She chairs the upcoming event this Friday, Swingin' on Vine, a block party. And it's Friday, May 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. outside and inside. And it's celebrating the Scranton Public Library's 125 years of service. Construction on the building began June 16, 1891. The library was dedicated and delivered to the city of Scranton May 25, 1893, and opened to the public June 1, 1893, with a total cost of $125,000 to build that library. The Scranton Public Library celebrating 125 years of service during its Swingin' on Vine block party this Friday, May 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information on the web, albright.org, A-L-B-R-I-G-H-T, albright.org. And you're invited to join them. You can get information about the library, about the event, and tickets online, albright.org, albright.org.